I'm wondering if I can. No, I know I can if I want. I'm thinking of being.
She's going to play both parts here.
Yes, I got my routine.
Well, that's good, though, because you're beginning to notice that almost as quickly as you formulate a question, you receive an answer. So
that's why I think I wasn't being called on.
We're not sure why you've dragged us into it.
I still have some more questions. I'm thinking of becoming what would be like referred to. I know there's life coaches. I think I could do the job of being a death coach or a croaking coach. And but I still have questions about death myself, in that as a substitute teacher, I became aware of several young people going, as people say, before their time. Well, coming to understand that this is not before their time if they go. What desire is it that takes a person like in full bloom, having lots of desires? I can see old people, you know, have had enough, have had all their desires, transitioning. But when it's sudden from an accident, from a fast illness, and it's a young person, I have a hard time seeing where that attraction.
Well, you're talking about two different things here, and we are very eager to talk to you about both of them, because first we want to say, and then we'll answer your second part first, we want to say that we think that it would be a wonderful thing if there were many people who understood death and could facilitate people who are struggling with such a thing. In fact, we know that in the same way that people have a difficult time sometimes creating movies they want to make or empires they want to build or relationships, that people have a difficult time creating, moving on to who they really are as well. And the same thing that keeps people from having success in all of those things is resistance. Now, which brings us to the second part of your question. There is an invalid premise that most humans hold around the idea of death. Even those who have been listening to us for quite a while have this, that says something like, life is good and death is bad. Mm-hmm. As if there's a difference between non-physical and physical. Most people think in terms of being dead or alive, and dead just doesn't sound as good as alive. And we think if you began thinking in terms of being alive or alive, we talked about Jerry talking, having an experience where he rolled over in a pickup truck and had an unconscious state for a while, and then announced to us, his rolling over was long before he met us through Esther, but he announced to us that he no longer feared death because he now knew what it was. And we said, what do you mean? And he said, that state of unconsciousness. I was alive and alert, and then all of a sudden, nothing. And so there's nothing to fear in that. And we explained to him that that's not what death is. Death is not unconsciousness. Death is super consciousness. And so sometimes these young people that you say, oh, they were cut off in the prime of their life, they had so much to live for, you don't realize that they just went on and lived it bigger and bolder, because you are an eternal being, and what you are living here in these physical bodies is but a brief flash in relationship to all that you are. So we don't help the cause any in helping you to have clarity about death, as we talk about alignment and misalignment, as we talk about an open valve or a closed valve, as we talk about allowing or resisting, as we talk about connection or disconnection. And we say to you, if you've got negative emotion and you don't know what it means and you don't do something about shifting the thought so that you open to the energy of well-being, don't worry, it will get more. And if you still don't notice it and do something about shifting it, don't worry, it will get more, until eventually you'll croak. And it does give